This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, gardeners.
Welcome to the Fall Parent Garden Club. I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son. I'm going to be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all your gardening questions. So feel free, give us a call. Our phone number here, 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we are really just getting started for the show today. So definitely, hopefully you can enjoy some of the time here so that you can learn something for the garden. And today is going to be a great day to be in that garden, to enjoy it, to, you know, just be outside. You know, that's part of all of this, is being able to enjoy the outside in the garden. That's one of my favorite parts. I don't know about you, but I definitely enjoy being out there. There's just that whole feeling of being with nature being able to just connect in a way where you know that you'll be able to do some good from it. So, you know, hey, let's get outside and enjoy it, like I was saying, because this is the time. This is the time to be out there enjoying yourself. Now, if you have some questions, you can call us at 855-660-4261. Again, that number here is 855-660-4261. And like I said, we're just getting started. We can be we're going to be here for another 3 hours, all about gardening. So definitely call us. We'll help you out because that's what we're here for. You know, gardening is not a an easy thing on some aspects. Something where you're just going to need a little bit of help, and that's what we're here to do for you. So call us. We'll do our best to just make it easy for you. So we started talking about a few things that we can be doing. You know, I made sure I emphasized what you should not be doing yet. So let's remember that. Don't put vegetables out yet unless they're coal crops. But what else can we be doing? Well, we can definitely be taking care of the lawn. You know, this is a time frame where you probably already put your crabgrass control down. You know, at this point, maybe about a month. So we're getting into a little bit of that crabgrass, where it's the next level crabgrass. Now, what I want you to do is take a look and see if you can get a product that is just a crabgrass killer without fertilizer, because that's going to be your step 1B. Just the crabgrass prevention, because there's early and late season crabgrass. So take a look at that. In the meantime, I do have some calls, so I want to get into that. So Nathan, who's up next?
Helen's in Maine.
Helen, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Hello.
Good morning.
Good morning. I'd like to ask about, I believe it's English ivy. Many years ago, I had one tray of it. It is covering the property. It's just incredible. Anywhere there isn't lawn or rocky outcrop, there's English ivy. And this year, right, it is, it's not green. It's just thick layers of branches. And I'm wondering, is it dead or should I? There's just so much of it, I can't imagine trying to cut it.
Yeah, no, I could definitely understand that. Now, whereabouts in Maine? Are you in southern, central?
Yes, southern Maine, Algonquin.
Okay. So your temperatures are warming up. They're not. The soil temperatures are just getting to that point where they're consistently staying warm. They're not fluctuating. I was actually up in that area last week, and I could see that things were were maybe 2 to 3 weeks behind where I am in Chelmsford. So I'm only an hour away. But I noticed, you know, I was in the York area, in York, and things were a little bit behind. The forsythia weren't in full bloom like they were here. Lawns weren't completely greened up. So that's part of it. We're a little bit behind. But what can we do to help green up your ivy and everything
I'm kind of between thinking it was one of the biggest mistakes I've ever made to appreciating that it does lend color and texture to the landscape. I cut it where its runners go up the cement base of the house and tries to get under the shingles, you know, so I cut it back wherever I can. But really and truly, where the ivy is, it's probably 6-8 inches of just runners.
Yep.
And then there were the green leaves, but right now it's just, I've never seen it without any leaves at
so
this time of the year.
Okay, so I misunderstood. So there's no leaves at all?
Right now, in great patches of it, there's no leaves, right.
Okay, I thought it was just not, I thought it was more brown. So there's no leaves in areas at all, but there is it patchy, you said?
I see leaves around the edges of it where it comes to the driveway or to along the stone steps, yes.
Okay, so there could be a couple of reasons why this is happening. And the reason why you're seeing it closer to the pavement and your stone, that type of thing, is the heat from the pavement and the stone is warming the soil up. So you just might be behind. And it's feeling like it should be further along because it is May 1st, right?
The forsythia has been blooming for well over a week or two.
Yep. So it's just hitting that full bloom. So what I think is happening in the area, and the reason why you're having it on the edges, is it's the soil temperatures are a lot warmer on those areas, right, compared to the center.
Yeah.
I think that just based on partially the soil temperatures is why it's just a slower and behind it. But what can we do? The soil is taking moisture. It is taking fertilizer. So I would like to see almost like an all-purpose fertilizer be sprayed over the area or granularly put down, like a 10-10-10, something like that. Sometimes, and I know it covers the area, so that's kind of what I was looking for, like a liquid fertilizer.
Paul, But if I wanted to get rid of the ivy...
If you want to get rid of it, this is the perfect time to do it.
Uh-huh.
So
what would you do to get rid of it?
To be honest, I'd take a mower to it at this point. I would mow it to get it real close to the ground, and then I'd be spraying it with a weed killer along the lines of like a cleanup or something like that. I had this... I had this exact issue at the house that I'm in right now. When I purchased it was all trees. All underneath it was ivy.
Mm-hmm.
So what I did was I took the mower and mowed the whole thing down to as low as possible. And then from there...
But where the ivy is here, no mower would get over the areas. Absolutely not.
So maybe...
And it's just a thick branches of it. One, you know, layer over another over another.
So another option is taking a, you know, and I did this as well, where I used a weed whacker, but I didn't use the string. I actually bought an attachment that is almost, that's a heavy-duty plastic that cuts through a little bit more brush to it, breaks those things. Because what we're trying to do is expose the branches so we can spray it with something so it absorbs the weed killer quicker. So what I want you to do, Helen, is hang tight with me because I'm hitting a break. We'll be right back.
For a beautiful garden that's healthy and safe, use Dramatic Organic Fertilizers by Dram. It's the organic choice to produce brilliant fruits and vegetables that are healthy for your family. And because it's all natural, it's safe for barefoot fun and playful pets. Available at your local garden center or nursery, ask for Dramatic Organic Fertilizers. Visit us online at dram.com. Dramatic Organic for dramatic results.
If you love to grow roses, you know the damage that insects and diseases can cause. Bonaid Rose RX Systemic Drench offers insects and disease control in one easy application. Bonaid Rose RX Drench is a multipurpose fungicide and insecticide for roses, flowers, and shrubs. Mix it in a watering can and apply it directly to the base of the plant. One application protects the rose, the flower, and shrubs from insects and diseases for up to 6 weeks.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes, even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last 2 decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. Extendovite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The 7 herbs in Extendovite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on Extendovite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get Extendovite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Phone number here is 855-660-4261. Now, before the break, we were talking with Helen, and she has English ivy all over the property. And she's never seen it like this before, where it's pretty much, majority of it's brown and doesn't have any leaves. So we were talking about getting rid of it. Went through a couple options, and some of those just don't work, which makes, you know, hey, that stuff happens. So, right at the end there, you know, I was explaining that getting a specific piece of equipment for your weed whacker. Now, you can get a, for the base of it, instead of using the string, I bought one that had 3 metal, they look like long teeth, if you will, with edges all along it to cut. And I used it because I had a lot of brush in the area. And I actually used it over some of the areas where I couldn't use the mower, especially some of the ivy that had gotten around trees. Really, we're looking to injure the ivy, right? So even if it's nicking parts of the major stem, before we spray, and you know, for me, mine, I had no concern of what was underneath it because I know I'm redoing it. For you, there are product there. There's you don't want to just get rid of everything that's there, so you just have to be careful of if you're spraying or what you do. Now, with mine, like I said, I mowed it, I used the weed whacker, then I sprayed it. But I still had to go through there and rip out the basically the branches, the vine, to get rid of it. I mean, I had some vines here that were like 25 feet long, where they had rooted every like 6-8 inches. So it is a little bit of work to it. And, you know, it took, I mean, this is a project that has taken hours to fit. To fix and really get done, because as you know, the English ivy can root every, you know, 6-8 inches, which means you know, you could be cutting it in multiple spots, and it's you're only getting parts of it. So that would be the way I would do it, is trying to injure it a little bit. So it basically nicks the outer layer of the, for lack of a better term, bark. There's no, like, it's not bark, but the, you know, the outer coating. So that if you do spray over it, it absorbs into it easier and will kill the plant quicker than, you know, just covering it. Because a lot of times it needs to hit something like a leaf to absorb into it. Whereas if we're cutting it and it's getting into that inner layer, it does it a lot quicker.
It's very aggressive. It's a very aggressive plant. It's the worst mistake I've ever made. There's so much of it, and from what you described, well, I might try one area. Other than that, I guess I'll have to just live with it, right?
Unfortunately, that's kind of what it is. I mean, they do take over time, and like you said, it's been there a while, so that's kind of what's happening.
It's been several decades, I think.
Yeah, it's mm-hmm. not going to be an easy task to get rid of it.
Yeah,
it can be done, but it's going to take persistence, and it, you know, it's not going to take decades to get rid of, but it's going to take some time to get rid of.
All right. Well, thank you. Thank you very much.
All right, Helen. You have a great rest of your day.
You too. Take care.
Bye-bye. All right. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. We have some more calls on the line. So, Nathan, who's up next?
Paul's in New Hampshire.
Paul, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Good morning, Patrick.
Good morning.
Thank you for taking the call, and thank your call screener. I 3 years ago, I picked up three rhododendron plants, and I planted them. And last year, it was the first year that they flowered, which was nice. This spring, the deer, my assumption is deer got to them, and all the leaves were cut back about 90%. So there's just a tiny bit of the leaf coming out from the stem.
Okay.
All the leaves.
Yeah. Well, let's discuss it a little bit more on the other side of the break. I can hear the music coming up. I don't want to cut you off
because
we could be okay here. But for everybody else, we're going to take that break. We'll be back in a few.
Espoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers. It's fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Espoma.
For a beautiful lawn and garden that's healthy and safe, use Dramatic Liquid Plant Foods by Dram. It's the organic choice to produce brilliant fruits and vegetables that are healthy for your family. And because it's all natural, it's safe for barefoot fun and playful pets. Available at your local garden center or nursery. Ask for Dramatic Plant Foods. Visit us online at dram.com. Dramatic Plant Food for dramatic results.
USA Radio News.
CNN reports Connecticut lawmakers passed a bill to protect abortion seekers and providers from out-of-state lawsuits. Connecticut lawmakers on Friday passed a bill designed to protect people who provide an abortion or receive support to obtain procedure in Connecticut and are then sued in another state. House Bill 5414, sponsored by state Democratic lawmakers, would enable a person or corporation who has had judgment entered against them in another state for receiving, providing, or helping a person obtain illegal abortion services. Josh Buster of Maryland has skipped work but still got paid, thanks to winning a $100,000 lottery ticket he bought on his day off. The winning chef will use his prize money to pay off his car, pay off his mother's mortgage, and save for his retirement. This is USA Radio News. Officials in northern Mexico urge residents in more than two dozen communities to immediately evacuate Saturday ahead of a mess ablaze that exploded in size in one day. According to statistics, the Southwest Coordination Center, the state has seen wildfires burn more acres so far this year, more than 173,000 acres. That's more than seven of the eight last years. The fires are part of a series of devastating blazes that have touched parts of the state in recent weeks. CNN reports country music legend Naomi Judd, one half of the duo The Judge, has died. Her daughter Ashley Judd announced on Saturday she was 76. Today we sisters experienced a tragedy. We lost our beautiful mother to the disease of mental illness. We are shattered, Ashley Judd said in a statement on Twitter. We are navigating profound grief and know that as we loved her, she was loved by the public. And the statement added, we are in unknown territory. The duo was scheduled to be inducted into the Country Music Hall of Fame on Sunday. This is USA Radio News.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe. But some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here, 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Now, before the break, we were talking with Paul in regards to a couple of rhododendrons that he has that he had for a number of years. They finally bloomed for him last year, and now this year seems like the deer have paid him back by eating them, and over 90% of it. Now, a couple things I want you to do, Paul. I want you to check for the green behind the branching. Scratch the branch, see if there's any green behind it. Most likely there is, because the rest of it, has been pretty green.
Just to step in, Patrick, the leaf that is left that is still coming out is green. It's just that 90% of all the leaves are gone.
So I think, this is, it's going to shock the plant, obviously. But the leaves that are coming out being green is a good sign. So what I would look at doing is I would look at fertilizing those rhododendrons, I think you said there were three of them, with holly tone at this point in time, right? So holly tone is going to give it the nutrients. This needs to be a strong evergreen, right? What I'd also like to see you do is if you have any of the protolyzer, adding protolyzer at the same time, and using it, at this point in time, using it once a week if you can with watering in, because when a plant has an issue or it is shocked or something along those lines, fertilizer can be used every week for a month. And then it goes to every other week. And what it's going to do, as you've probably heard me talk about before, is, it's going to work with the fertilizer that you're putting down. Now, Holytone is a slower release fertilizer. There, as it's pushing out nutrients, this protolyzer is going to work with that to release those nutrients, plus the other trapped nutrients that are in the soil, and help push new growth on the tree. So the combination of the two should really help those rhododendrons. It's kind of surprising to me that the deer actually did eat them and destroy them like that.
Yeah, I wasn't there to see it, but I've heard on the island sometimes you see a bear. The island's not that big, so I don't see a bear doing it. And the only other thing that would reach them, I would say, are turkeys, and I don't think they would bother to eat them. So my assumption is a deer, but I didn't witness it.
Yeah, no, and if they get hungry enough, right, they're going to eat whatever. Just because it's in a book somewhere saying that, deer don't eat it doesn't mean they're not going to eat it, right? I mean, they can't read. So,
right.
But I think that has part to do with it. So, like I said, it's a combination of doing those two, a holitone, and then using the protolyzer to work with that holitone to make it more readily available, to make it, to kind of rejuvenate it. And so I know you're not always there, so it's not that easy to, do it once a week. So if you do it every other week, perfect. It's just something to add to it is going to help you get stronger and get those plants stronger and thrive more for you.
I would imagine for next winter I should put some kind of chicken wire or something up to shield it, from whatever wanted to nibble on it.
It wouldn't be a bad idea putting it in those areas. The other thing is, towards the end of the season, when you're, going to leave the island for a while, maybe using like a dried blood product. Like you could even use like a Milorganite. Some people will use Milorganite because that does it. But dried blood is a natural repellent towards deer, those types of things. So.
I have a repellent. I forget the name of it. It's supposed to chase away different things. It's supposed to have. It smells nasty. And my wife said I should put that on it. And I said, well, deer aren't. They don't eat them. So
yeah, but, usually don't.
Yeah.
So it's not gonna harm it by doing it. The only downfall with some of those repellents is they only last for 30 days.
Yeah.
So if you're not constantly, if you're not there at least once a month, that's where the issue could arise, where you could repel it, and it could work because they've been repelled from that area, so they go somewhere else.
Yeah.
But in a month they could be coming back around, so that's where the issue lies on there.
Well, I'm glad it's not COVID, and I'm glad it's not global warming. So the other things I can deal with.
Yeah.
Just to let you know, I think of your mom and dad often. The last memory I have of talking to them both where it was in Havana, Cuba, and sitting in the one of the things I have a picture of to remember them is sitting in a 55 Ford waiting to go to the restaurant for dining.
Yeah, I remember them talking about that and how he was pumped for that because of the he loved it. So I appreciate it. That's awesome. That's a great memory right there. I know he had tons of fun there.
Yeah. Except for the last day, I think Montezuma's Revenge took over, and quite a few people didn't do too well.
Yeah, those things, they tend to happen. But I get it. I know on those trips when he was out with the listeners, he was always excited for it. So I appreciate those memories. Those are great memories to think about. So I appreciate it.
Okay. God bless you and your family, and you take care and have a good rest of the day.
Thanks. You as well.
Bye, Patrick. Bye.
All right. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we have some more calls to Nathan, who's up next.
Alice is in Cape Cod.
Alice, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Hi, Patrick.
Good morning.
Last year, I called you because my strawberries weren't doing anything. You said, well, next year they're going to be better. And this year, they're big and bushy. I have a 16 inches, 16 feet long by 16 inches wide, and they look, the plants look terrific. The only thing is the number of blossoms I have don't match the plant. You know
okay.
what I'm saying?
Yep, no, I understand.
Is there anything I can do to increase blossom production?
Now, what have you done at this point?
I don't do much. I threw some 10-10-10 on there in the beginning, but that was it.
Okay. So I would look at this point, you could put down, for the strawberries, so just as a start, you're looking for a nitrogen type soil. And, you know, one option would be to, like, use chicken manure. And you can buy those in bags, so you're not going to, like, somebody who has chickens, where, you know, they have the pelletized chicken manure, so it's been dried out, but it's a slower release. It's high in nitrogen.
Okay.
And then from there, we're looking to wait, you know, maybe 4-6 weeks, and you can actually put some potash on there.
Wait a second. In 4 to 6 weeks? Is that what you said?
Yes, I did.
You mean, okay, all right. I didn't know when strawberries coming through. So,
some of strawberries are throughout the season. There are times that they do the multiple blossom. It would depend on what it is. But this is something that, by adding this, is going to help you.
Okay, 4 to 6 weeks, what do I do?
So start off with the chicken manure now.
Yeah.
And then you could, you know, maybe we do 2 to 4 weeks at this point. You're looking for potash, not potassium. We're looking for potash, okay?
Yeah.
They have it usually in a granular form. I think they call it sulfate of potash. And you're going to add that to the soil.
Okay.
Right? You're going to use that and mix that around the
plant.
The strawberries, right?
Yeah.
It's going to be sulfate of potash, or there's a myriad of potash. One of those two.
Wait a second. Myriad?
Myriad. M-U-R-I-A-T-E. Okay.
Can you spell that again?
Yes. It is M-U-R-I-A-T-E.
C-E, okay.
T-E.
And where do I find this?
You might be able to find that at a local garden center.
What?
Depending upon where you are. But you're looking for potash. Just when you go into your local garden center, just let them know that you're looking for strictly potash.
Okay.
Right, and that's going to help.
All right.
With your strawberries and help produce more blossoms long term.
Okay, and wait a minute, I wrote some of this down, but now I can't read my own writing. 2 to 4 weeks.
So from now.
And 2 and 4 weeks, something's supposed to happen?
No, so you can put the chicken manure down at this point.
Yeah.
Okay. And then 2 to 4 weeks from now, put the sulfate of potash.
All right.
Okay.
Okay, yeah. All right, very good.
All right, Alice, well, good luck.
Thank you very much. Bye.
Right. Bye-bye. All right, our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And I do believe we have some more calls on the line. I know we're getting a couple minutes before the break. So, Nathan, who's up next?
There's two sitting here. Bob is in South Portland, Maine.
Bob, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Good morning, Patrick.
Good morning.
Interesting about potash. Is it spelt as in P-O-T-A-S-H?
Yes, sir.
Wow, okay. Because I got a bag of it, and I always thought it was just potash, okay?
It could be. Up to you.
All right. Now,
you know, you say potato, I say potato, right?
I got you covered, yes. And, tomato and everything else like that there, right. And there's another one that's like that. My question is this morning is, one of my garden beds, the soil is very dense.
Okay.
So I need to figure out some way how to lighten it up. And the other thing is, what fruit trees would you recommend for this area of Maine, which is
okay.
South Portland, across from Portland?
Yeah. So, you know, fruit trees, you could really do any of them. You could be doing any apples, any pears, peaches, plums, any of those would be fine there. Being close to the, you know, to the water is not a bad thing. It'll be a little bit warmer than more inland. So I think you'd be fine with whichever you choose. Honestly,
okay.
You'd be okay.
Okay.
As far as everything else, what I want you to do for me is hang tight, because I want to discuss it on the other side of the break. So for everybody else, our phone number here, 855-660-4261. We'll be back.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? You spend countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that with soil moist granules. Just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of soil moist granules. The soil moist granules will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's soil moist. How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe as an organic weed and grass killer, no more Roundup. Organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew, BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash, and all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to biosafesystems.com, call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD. Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at PestWorld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Phone number here is 855-660-4261. Really quick, before I get back in with Bob here, for Alice, if you're still listening, I checked the inventory levels, and that muriate of potash is available at the Falmouth and Osterville Mahoney's. So you can get it at either one of those stores. I know you were looking for it. Now, back to Bob. I'm sorry about that. Now, your first question, I kind of focused on the second question. What was your first question again?
The first question was one of the soils in my one of my beds has become very dense.
Okay.
When you put the shovel in, you know, you have to.
Yep.
I know I have to put some additive, and I'm kind of trying to figure out what's the best one to use.
So I'd be looking to use either Love Your Soil from Jonathan Green or Sulfur from Natural Alternative.
Okay.
And you can use it a few times. It's just a fast-acting gypsum. So that's going to help break up the soil that's underneath, but it's also going to release the trapped nutrients. At the same time, the way I might do it is put this down on the existing soil that's there. And then instead of using like a regular mulch, maybe use an enriching mulch that has been almost composted. Because what it's going to do is it's going to slowly release some organic matter into the soil, which is only going to help. So a combination of the both is, in my opinion, going to be very good for you.
Okay. Okay.
Okay.
All right. Composted, okay.
Yeah, so any enriching mulch. When you go to a local garden center, they're going to have a couple options. There's a enriching mulch from Costa Maine that you can get. It's a white and brown bag. They also have one They have an enriching mulch. I'm not sure. I haven't seen it. It's not as popular, but it's they call it the Fundy blend, F-U-N-D-Y, which has some seaweed mixed into the enriching mulch. So, you know, that might, you know, add some to it. A lot of the Coastal Maine products are named after different islands in the state of Maine. So that's why, they have a cow manure that's called Shudik blend. They have a number of things. But you can definitely...
Okay.
You can get an enriching mulch.
Put down a layer of that and then work it in.
Yeah, definitely. That's what I would do. Or you could even just leave it on as a layer on top and then water it in, because that'll help slowly release some of those nutrients too.
I got you covered. Okay, well, I'll go ahead and do that, young man. Okay, well, you have a great rest of your day.
You as well. Thank you.
Right on.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. All right, our phone number here is 855-660-4261. We do have some more calls. So, Nathan, who's up next?
Pat's in Massachusetts.
Pat, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Hello.
Good morning.
Good morning. I have just two questions.
Sure.
We have some laurel bushes. They grow by the down at the camp, and they've been there for years. I've trimmed them around them, so it's mostly just they're looking really sad right now. Maybe their time has come, but they have. What causes the rust on the leaves?
Rust can be is it turning the leaves like a bronze color, or is it chlorotic where it looks like it's just taking a lot of the green out of the leaf?
I'll have to look at that.
Okay.
Also, right next to there is an oak tree. And this oak tree forever has been there. And we notice this bronze color stripes going down the back.
Okay.
I don't know if they're connected to problems.
So a couple things that I would be looking to do. First off, mm-hmm. I would be fertilizing that laurel with a holly tone at this time. It needs something because it is, it's fighting something. It's weak from something, right? And,
right.
The laurel can have, some reddish tinge, bronzes tinge to it from some winter damage sometimes. But it also could have that, have some issues with like a scale or an insect along those lines. So it'd be something we want to use like in all seasons. But I want to discuss that in a little bit more because I'm running up against the break here. So hang tight with me. For everybody else, our phone number here is 855-660-4261. We'll take a break.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.